Movies Radio Drama Company presents The Hollywood Pitch Meeting. Come along as dewy-eyed young screenwriter Biff Mitchell pitches his enticing new Robert Ludlum-style spy thriller to powerful studio executive Bob Nemesis, high in the Conglomco Pictures Tower overlooking Los Angeles. Join us now as Biff waits in the lobby for over 2 hours, drinking warm mineral water and staring at the single, year-old copy of Vanity Fair, when finally...
All right, Mitch, Mr. Nemesis is ready for you now.
It's Biff, actually.
Uh-huh. Knock, knock. Bob, this is Biff Mitchell for you.
No, Biff Mitchell.
Hi, come on in, Midge. I'm Bob Nemesis. Duran tells me you're a radio news personality from San Ysidro, right?
Actually, I'm a writer from Minneapolis.
Great, great. Hey, can I get you a coffee soda, warm mineral water?
No, coffee would be nice.
Duran, send in 2 warm mineral waters, please.
Right away, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, Midge, what have you got for me?
Well, you know, the new Matt Damon movie has just come out.
Oh, right, the Mattery Circle, right?
No, it's the Bourne...
Gemini Contenders.
No, actually, it's
Parsifal
the
Mosaic?
No, it's the Bourne Identity. As I'm sure you know, it's based on a Robert Ludlum novel.
Oh, yeah, sure. The Janssen Directive, right?
No, it's the...
The Paris Option?
No, it's
Sigma
the...
Protocol.
Believe it or not, it's based on a novel of the same name.
Oh, of course. Brilliant. Which name?
The Bourne Identity.
Of course, and that's where you come in.
Right. Wait, no, I don't follow. Why is that where I come in?
Because you're here to pitch the sequel, right? The Bourne Supremacy, Bourne Ultimatum.
No. I have my own story.
Oh, got it. I see now. You've optioned your own Ludlum novel.
No, it's my own story. It's just inspired.
Uh-huh. Which one? The Scorpio Inheritance?
Oh, please, Mr. Nemesis.
Holcroft Covenant? Prometheus Deception?
No, damn it! It's not stupid Ludlum. It's my story. Mine! My story!
Wow.
Sorry, it's just...
You know, Midge, I don't know how they handle things where you're from, but we aren't so darn rude out here.
I'm sorry. I'm really very sorry.
Well, okay, let's just start from scratch now.
Okay,
get to know each other a little.
Yeah.
Duran tells me you're a big butter and egg man from way down south.
I don't know what that means.
Well, listen, buddy, you better hustle. I've got a 2:15 with James Cameron.
Oh, okay. Well, I've developed a script in the Ludlum tradition.
Ah, so you've optioned a Ludlum novel, eh?
No, actually, it's my own story, Bob. I call it the McGillicuddy Exoneration. You see, it's a thriller about a CIA operative...
No. Nope, won't work.
What won't work?
The title. What was it again?
McGillicuddy Exoneration, but that's just a working title.
Yeah, you see, I can't hold it in my head, Midge. It comes right in and pops right out. Now, Bourne Identity, that's nice. Only has 5 syllables like Chevrolet. Try something like that.
Fine, forget the title.
Already have.
Knock, knock. I have your nettle tea.
Thank you, Duran. Did you know Midge here is from Atlantic City?
Really? I'm from Atlantic City. Where do you live?
Actually, I'm from Minneapolis.
Minneapolis? Mm. Bob, I don't know what he's been telling you, but Minneapolis is nowhere near Atlantic City.
I think you'd better leave.
Yes.
Wait, no. You haven't even heard my movie.
No, I haven't heard your movie. I've heard yelling,
mm-hmm.
I've heard rage,
right.
I've heard lying, and something about stealing a story from, of all people, Robert Ludlum.
No, please. If I could just have 1 minute to tell you the story, it's
Are
all...
you threatening me?
No, I'm not.
Duran, call security.
Right
no,
away, Bob.
Wait, no, leave me. Oh, wait. Okay. The movie's about a CIA operative who's infiltrated the IRA and discovers that the leader of the most violent provisional cell is his own twin brother, you see.
Put on the cuffs,
what are you
boys.
Doing? Let go of me. Wait.
Stand him up, guys.
They were separated. At birth, and now the CIA operative falls in love with his brother's girlfriend, and the two of them race against time because he has to stop his own long-lost twin brother and his plot to kill the Queen.
That's actually quite interesting.
Oh, thank you.
Conspiracy, murder, love, deception, it has it all.
Oh, I'm really glad you like it. Can you have security uncuff me now?
Oh, no, Midge. But here's what I will do. I'm going to steal your idea, have you beaten up rather badly, change your lead character to a robot, and give it to James Cameron.
No, but you can't...
This way, sir.
Keep that gag on tight, boys. Bring him up to the canyon. Give him to the cowboy. He'll know what to do. Oh, and Duran,
yes,
send
Bob.
In Mr. Cameron. I have a great new movie for him.